Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way, said Isaiah the prophet in the Old Testament, as quoted today in our gospel reading. Right off the bat, we learn and we hear that the world, even in Jesus' day, even in Isaiah's day, is not living in the way of preparedness. For someone needs to come and prepare the way. If people, God's people even, if they were living in the right way, then there would be no need for God to send anyone. But as it were, in the world of Isaiah's day, in the world right before Jesus was born, and even in our world today, all have gone astray. No one's ready. No one's prepared. Look how few people fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Look how many murder in the name of God, ISIS. Look how many families are divided in divorce and domestic abuse, Christians. Look how many give up life before they have a chance for parent and child to see each other face to face. Those who have raised objections within the ranks of society have been silenced and sidelined. Not even they are without sin. So it seems only a voice crying in the wilderness, someone walking the walk and talking the talk, keeping himself unstained from the world, is able to make a real difference. And people go out to listen to him because he is different. John the Baptizer. He was the forerunner, the preparer in days of old. Before Christ would begin his work, John was the warm-up act, the finger pointer, the wake-up call, the head turner. He made people uncomfortable, preaching God's word with conviction, preaching God's law with clarity. He pointed out what others wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. He uncovered the false dealings of the tax collectors. He told government officials, stop abusing your power. He told Herod to stop sleeping with his brother's wife. That's adultery. And rather than enjoy all the luxuries of society, John opted to live like no one else. Clothed in camel's hair and a leather belt, he ate locusts and wild honey. His echo footprint was minimal way before being green was a thing. He got no kickback for all of his messy messages. He wasn't working for the Democratic or the Republican Party or any super PAC. John was a voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight paths. And people listened. People came out from the country of Judea, all Jerusalem came out to him to see him. Sure, some mocked, some laughed him off, but many, many believed that John spoke for God. They realized that what John was saying was true. They weren't prepared. If God came to earth to judge all things, they wouldn't be ready. John was right, they admitted. We're not clean. So John washed them. He baptized them with water. He was doing a godly act, both of judgment and of love. In this way, through repentance and baptism, people were seeing the light. They were being prepared. They cleaned up their act. They disassociated themselves from the false belief that we can save ourselves. They believe that God must come. Only a Messiah can make things right again. So John said, "After me comes one who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I only baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Now, the words of John the Baptist were written a long time ago, but they were written for us too, today. Even though Christ came a long time ago, we were left with the charge to stay ready until he comes again. When he first came, it was like Christmas. Later, as he grew and he settled the score with sin and Satan and death, it was like Easter. When he came again and he ascended on high, it was like Ascension Day. And when he comes again, it will be like heaven. But until he comes again, we are to walk in the ways of repentance and baptism, remembering our sins and God's grace, which covered every single one of them. And that way, we have heard the call to be prepared. He is coming, the Mighty One, with grace and righteousness and healing in his wings. "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord." Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus, the Mighty One. Amen.